Emmanuel Ax is returning to the Shriver Hall concert series this Sunday at 5:30 with an exquisitely curated program around the theme of fantasies. It's the two Opus 27 sonatas by Beethoven that are marked like a fantasy. There's a Fantasia on an Ostinato by John Corigliano and a fantasy by Robert Schumann, as well as an arabesque. And it's such a pleasure to have Emmanuel Ax on the line. Thank you so much for making some time for us.
My pleasure.
I think that the second sonata from the Opus 27 set, the Moonlight Sonata, is one of the most recognizable pieces in the repertoire. I'm interested to know how you feel that it compares with its opus companion, the Sonata Number 13.
Well, I think Beethoven was such a master at handling time and handling form that I think he was expanding the definition of what a sonata allegro would be. These pieces are both played without pause. The E-flat sonata is in four movements, but it also brings back the slow movement at the end of the last movement, which is pretty radical for the time. And of course, the Moonlight Sonata is one long accelerando in feeling. So you go from the most introverted to something so much lighter in the second movement, to an absolute torrent of hysteria in the last movement. So it's an experiment which is totally successful, let's put it that way.
And how does John Corigliano's Fantasia on an Ostinato relate to Beethoven?
Well, this is his piece is based on the second movement of the Seventh Symphony of Beethoven. The Seventh Symphony is a study in obstinateness, actually, in a kind of relentless repetition and drive. And I think that's what attracted him to the second movement.
I know that you share a birthday with Robert Schumann. And aside from that, won't you talk a little bit about your affinity for his music?
Well, the Fantasy is one of the most incredibly beautiful pieces. It's full of every possible emotion. It's the definition of romanticism. There's nothing more romantic with a capital R than Schumann. And this piece, it was only one movement to begin with. And then he added the second movement, the march, and the incredibly heartfelt end to the piece. I actually play the original version of it, which brings back the very end of the first movement to the last movement. He didn't leave it that way. He changed it later on, but I like it that way. So I play that version.
It's going to be such a privilege to hear Emmanuel Ax on the Shriver Hall concert series again. And this is on Sunday at 5:30. There's more at shriverconcerts.org. What a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling, and nice to talk to you.